The physical damage from the September 11th terrorist attacks was confined to New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, but a study out today suggests that the fallout will be much broader. The survey predicts the country's largest metropolitan areas will lose a total of 1.6 million jobs this year, jobs that would not have been lost otherwise. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The Milken Institute, a think tank in Santa Monica, looked at 315 metropolitan areas, comparing economic data before and after last year's terrorist attacks. Ross Duvall co-authored the study. He says what they found is the effects from September 11th are still rippling across much of the country and will continue to do so.
Those travel and tourism-dependent areas like Las Vegas and Myrtle Beach, Atlantic City, and Orlando are affected. But of course, in terms of absolute numbers, the New York City metro area is the most affected overall. We're expecting it to lose 150,000 jobs relative to what employment would have been in 2002 if the attacks had not occurred.
Also likely to see big job losses are cities like Los Angeles, Boston, and Chicago. They're major transportation hubs and have lots of workers in hard-hit industries like advertising, insurance, and financial services. Duvall says it's cities where many people travel to by air that will probably be most affected.
Of course, at the top of that list is the premier destination gambling resort area in the country of Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is expected to lose 5% of its jobs this year, and if there are fewer people flying, then there will be fewer people gambling. Places like Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, will also suffer, according to the Milken study. That's even though most of the city's 13 million annual visitors arrive by car. The study predicts Myrtle Beach will lose the second highest percentage of jobs. Tracy Wallen is with the North Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce.
I think everyone was at a standstill for a while. I think it took everybody a while to kind of regain their composure and take a deep breath and realize the impact that it was going to have, not just on New York, but on everyone in the country.
Since the attacks, Wallen says visitors have been coming back. A check with tourism officials finds after plunging by 20% in September and October, visits to the region in December were off only slightly from the previous year. Wallen says most of the business people she's spoken with say they're holding their own, at least for now.
You're going to have both sides of the fence, but I think a majority of the business in this particular North Myrtle Beach area, we've done okay. I mean, considering what it could have been, we've done pretty well.
The study's authors say the survey accounts for the fact the economy was in recession even before September 11th. And they say all of the expected job losses exceed even what was anticipated prior to the attacks. There is one bright spot. The study's authors predict most cities will recover their job losses by 2003. The lone exception is New York, which, according to the report, is not expected to get back on its feet entirely until 2004. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.